The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Want to go higher, baby? You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Lexi Brinkley, Diamond Gray, Aviana Barrientos, and I've got Robin Perry Braun in studio. So how's everybody doing? It's good to have you here, Robin. Next week is your birthday. It's your birthday.
How did you know?
Because you told me. Oh my gosh, birthdays should be celebrated. They should really be.
Yeah.
Each one should be relished indeed. So many people I've lost over the years, and I often think of my nephew Richard Fiaschetti, who with his wife Michelle founded the Grapevine Bar here in Dallas. It's the best dive bar in Dallas. Everybody knows it. It's been a huge success. Like Mark Cuban used to hang out there and play basketball before he got really rich, you know. And maybe he was always rich.
Now he just brings his
bodyguards. Always rich, right? With information and knowledge, for sure. Isn't that funny how we always equate rich with money? And you can be rich but not be rich.
That's right.
With love and compassion,
lots
forgiveness.
Of ways to have wealth.
Good family.
Yes.
I couldn't even imagine. I don't know. I would feel like family to me is everything, though. I was raised Irish, Catholic, Italian. So, I mean, you know, that's the family's everything.
Did you claim Irish Catholic or Italian Catholic?
You know, my father was Catholic too. I mean, you can't get away from it when you're Italian.
That's right.
I mean, it's like, you know, it would be weird to be Italian and be anything else, and Irish too, you know?
Exactly. So, I was going to say, if you're half of Ireland is staunch Catholic and half is not.
Yeah, right.
But, you know.
Well, speaking of Ireland, one of my favorite holidays is coming up here in a couple
of
weeks.
Right.
I love St. Paddy's Day.
Woo.
Yeah. I may even play a best of and just be there all day at this place that we go and we do Irish dancing and stuff.
Do you wear like crazy jewelry?
No, I always wear, of course, something green. I have a couple of, I even bought some green shoes in preparation, like in April last year for this upcoming St. Paddy's Day. So, yeah.
You got some cool
shoes. It very serious.
That's right.
Well, they're a beautiful green. They're not like a gaudy green. Like they're not too dark, but they're, I don't know. I'll take a picture of them.
They're not Dorothy glittery.
No.
Green.
No, no, no.
Slippers.
They're just really cool green shoes, but green is so cool, you know?
Yeah.
Green
it
shoes.
It's cool. Green's good color. Heart chakra. It's your heart chakra color.
Oh, is it?
Yep.
Oh, it's not red. What's red?
Red is your root chakra.
Okay.
That's being grounded to the earth security.
So green is your heart chakra.
Green is your heart chakra.
Interesting. Yeah. Well, you know, I was reading Tribe of Mentors, Timothy Ferris's book, A Short Life Advice from the Best in the World. And I was just, you know, perusing, is that the word?
Perusing
through it?
Yeah.
Yes. And I ran across this question. And so I'm going to ask you guys, because I think it's kind of a fun question. So if you could have a gigantic billboard anywhere in the world with anything on it, what would it say and why?
Wow, I don't know if I can answer that on the spot.
So if you could right now, like someone says,
anywhere
okay,
in the world.
you've got 10 seconds to come up with like, what do you want people to know? What is the message that you want to send to the world on a billboard? It's free. It's not $10,000. It's actually free.
Okay. I would probably say something like, your thoughts matter. They can change the world.
Okay.
Or thoughts become things. Thoughts become things.
Thoughts become things.
Thoughts become things.
I might put something like, wake the heck up. I can think of another word that might be getting people's attention, maybe with three dots. Like,
right.
Yeah, I don't know. And put it in Washington. There you go. Oh my gosh! What's up? Your speakers jacked. Uh oh, she doesn't have her sound.
Hello.
Hey. So, what about you, Avi? You've had some moments to think here. What would you? And Diamond, what would you put on a billboard, Avi?
Ooh, just be kind.
That's
I like
good.
That. Just be kind.
Yeah, be nice.
Be nice.
I love this. There's an old book called "Be Nice to Spiders." It's just a great little book.
That spider that was in my car, I let it just do its thing, and eventually I was just driving with the spider in the car. I didn't know what to do. It was the size of a quarter. I wanted to pull over, but I couldn't. I was on the tollway. I just let it go out the window.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I pulled up to a stoplight, and it like kind of just walked around, but I was so scared of the spider.
Some people are some people are afraid of, well, spiders and snakes. You know the song, I don't like spiders.
Well, I lost it, so like, I thought what? It was going to be crawling on me. I couldn't see it for a little bit.
Well, and you do have to be careful, especially down here in Texas. We have some poisonous ones. Well, I guess there are poisonous ones everywhere, right?
Yeah, you know, I lived in Florida. We had spiders everywhere. I've lived here. I've never been bit by, but you know, if you start to see your flesh eating away, you probably got bit by a brown recluse and you should go get it.
Yeah, a brown, oh, the brown recluse.
Yeah.
They're scary.
Well, because the skin starts, your flesh starts to disintegrate.
It's fleshy, yeah.
It's, yeah. It's
no, my brother Joe, who passed away several years ago, God bless his soul, I get that from being Irish and Italian. Like, yeah. I mean, we never.
Bless his soul.
We never went by a.
God bless his soul.
Yeah, well, my mother and my father both, especially my dad, he was so superstitious because, of course, they teach you that in the Catholic Church.
That's
so
right.
They can freak you out all the time.
That's right. Good control technique.
Yeah, it is. And so, like, every time my father would go by the church that my grandfather's funeral was in, he would always bless himself.
Yeah.
If we went by an accident, he would always bless himself to bless the other, you know, like, God bless those people and, like, send them a prayer. And so that's kind of how I grew up. But
I remember going.
Oh, my gosh. I miss my dad so much sometimes. If I ever told you the story how I had him on Beltway 8 in Houston.
No.
And I was in my new Benz and I said, Daddy, have you ever gone over 100 miles an hour? And he said, hell no. And I said, you have now. And I stomped on the gas. And he told that story for 10 years.
That's
he told it
hilarious.
Till the day he died about how the day on Beltway 8, I almost killed him.
That's
but
right.
I actually did that to Lexi a couple of months
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, like, but you didn't do it.
But I didn't do it because she was really freaking out. So
yeah.
I said, Lexi,
it.
Have you ever done, you know, did the same thing that I did to my dad? But
and there was too much traffic. You were trying to be
yeah,
safe.
Yeah, if there wasn't traffic, I probably would have done it. Yeah. I remember we were coming from Fort Worth and there was a lot of construction. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, we are going to go to break a little bit early today to give us a little more time on the clock. So everyone, stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. We've got a great show coming up. Dr. Jim Dowd is going to be talking about the skinny on fat and your diet. Ron Inserta is going to be talking about would you work out alone or in a group? And I have some funny stuff that I'm going to have to talk about it. It's about pheromones and birth control pills and all this crazy stuff. So I was talking to Brittany Boyer last night, and I don't know, we just had this fascinating conversation about it. We'll talk about it when we come back. And we've got Robin Perry Braun. She's going to be talking about what is joy strength. So stay tuned, everyone. You are listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Let me introduce you to our newest sponsor, the H-Hemp Company. Did you know that you have an endocannabinoid system that helps your body's immune, central nervous, and digestive systems maintain functional balance? The H-Hemp Company has products to feed your body with phytocannabinoids to help reduce mild anxiety and exercise-induced inflammation with products like minty breath spray, soothing body balms, and amazing hemp-infused oils, all with 100% non-GMO. GMO, all natural made ingredients. Use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order. Search for the H-Hemp Company and use the code OLR to get 20% off your first order.
If you or someone you know suffers from any of the following ailments, heartburn, bloating, cramping, gassiness, or constipation, these could be the signs of digestive enzyme deficiency, which means poor digestion and absorption of nutrients. Our overly processed food supply puts a strain on our digestive system, and if you're trying to eat raw and healthy? Well, that too can create problems if your gut is off balance. That's why something so simple and useful as Sun Warrior enzymes can help correct some of these problems. You can learn more at sunwarrior.com.
Did you know pigeons mate for life and are devoted to their families? Their vision is far better than that of humans. They have excellent memories. Their navigational skills are astoundingly complex, and they're able to recognize their own reflection in a puddle or mirror. Eugene Field wrote this tender lullaby. Sleep, little pigeon, and fold your wings, little blue pigeon with velvet eyes. Sleep to the singing of mother bird swinging, swinging the nest where her little one lies. With 8 children of his own, perhaps Mr. Field found in pigeons, with their excellent parenting skills, the same protective, nurturing bond he felt for his own family. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by seeking help for any injured bird we encounter.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Did you know a mother rat will dip her paws into cool water and gently smooth the fur around her infants' faces? The babies put their arms around their mother's neck and pay attention while being bathed. Rats and mice fall in love, risk their lives to save their kids, and giggle when tickled. Evan Walker writes of a mouse who died of shock in a trap. His life was a life fully as real to him as ours is to us. This creature, for all the irritation it may have brought as it scampered through closed closets or up some crevice in a wall, was as precious as you or I. He was not a machine that breaks and fails. He felt. His was consciousness, full and real and fragile and precious. This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by not using glue traps.
Welcome back to One Life Radio. Welcome. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley. I have Robin Perry Braun in studio with me and Ron Inserta. And I have Dr. Jim Dowd on the line. He is an associate clinical professor of medicine at Michigan State University College of Human Medicine. He is board certified in integrative holistic medicine as well, adult rheumatology and pediatric rheumatology. Dr. Dowd founded the Arthritis Institute of Michigan in 1997, and he has appeared numerous times on radio and television and in print media as an expert on vitamin D. He is active in community health education and lectures frequently. His book, The Vitamin D Cure, based on more than 20 years of related practice and research, was released in a revised edition just recently in 2012. You can find him and his book and go to Amazon. That's where I got mine. But drjamesdowd.com. That's drjamesdowd.com. How are you doing today, Dr. Dowd?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. I am. Even though I didn't have much sleep, I feel like I'm on it. And so I have to tell you, because it's funny. So I'm driving my daughter to school this morning, and as we're leaving our property, she says, "Mom, look at that bush." She said, "One side of it has more blooms than the other, and do you think that's because it gets more sun?" I'm like, "Absolutely, because it's the vitamin D, and that's what happens to your body as well. Your body flourishes and is healthy with lots of blooms when you have enough vitamin D, right, Dr. Dowd?"
Absolutely.
Well, I thought it was fascinating. I'm going to go actually take a picture of it tomorrow morning and put it on Facebook. But today with you, we're talking about the skinny on fat in your diet. So why do we need fat?
Well, we need fat because if we're really smart, we're all fatheads. 60% of our brain by weight is fat. It's the fattiest organ in the body, and we need fat to feed that brain of ours. Roughly 40% of the fat in our brain is the omega-3 variety, which is important for our cognitive function. The other organ system in our body that's high in fat, and particularly omega-3 fat, is our spleen, which is our immune system. So we're kind of worthless without our brain and our immune system. And so those are two critical systems that rely heavily on fat.
Yeah, well, and fat, so it is, but the right kind of fat, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, so it's fat is a balancing act. So, you know, we all had grandparents who cooked with the that jar of that nasty looking stuff by the stove. And but grandma, you know, grandma wasn't taking 15 medications and didn't live in assisted living the last 10 years of her life.
Right.
My grandparents lived into their 90s and were sharp as tacks pretty much till the end. I'm thinking, what's different about today? Well, mm-hmm. Today we're not cooking. Our animal fat is different because of how we raise our animals. And we for a long period there after World War II, we were cooking with all this artificial fat, hydrogenated fats, and partially hydrogenated fats. These things were all toxic. Now, most of those are gone from our food system now, but it took a very long time to get them out of our food system. Mm-hmm. And now there's this sort of resurgence in understanding the importance of fat now that we've lifted this these horns off the devil's head that, oh, fat is bad,
right,
and meat is bad. And I think we're rediscovering the health benefits of getting the right balance of fat. There was a study in Lancet that was published just about 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. It was like some 16-country study, and they were looking at all-cause mortality, deaths from everything, and they found that people who ate a moderate amount of fat and lots of vegetables had lower all-cause mortality than people who consumed 50% or more of their calories from carbohydrates.
Wow.
Who had higher all-cause mortality. Well, so this idea of more carbs and complex carbs is a disaster.
Well, this will make you laugh. So this morning I was at Starbucks getting a caramel macchiato for my daughter, but I always like ask them how many pumps they put in it, and then I always like cut it in half or at least in third. So I got her a grande, I guess that's the middle one, and I said, how many pumps of sugar does it have in it? He said 3. I said, make it 1. And I said, I want to make it really healthy. And so, well, let me start over. Okay, so I asked him, I want to make it healthier. And he said, well, why don't you go with low-fat milk and get the skinny one with the artificial sweetener? And I was like, that is what is wrong with America. That's
right.
All these artificial sweeteners and this
right.
low-fat isn't healthier.
Yeah, you're better off having just a coffee with maybe a little hazelnut oil in there to give it that flavor, and then having them put a dollop of whipped cream in there, which is just pure fat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be healthier for you than adding the sugary stuff and the artificial stuff.
Well, and more satisfying. Who doesn't like whipped cream?
Right, yeah. Who doesn't like whipped cream, man?
Well, and yeah, even whipped cream, though, Dr. Dowd, you have to make that with, you know, good organic grass-fed cream. It really takes just like a minute to whip it in your blender and just throw a little xylitol in it or just maybe a teaspoon of sugar, a little bit of vanilla, and you've got amazing whipped cream.
Or you just sprinkle some, you know, it's interesting if you play with your nose. This is what all these essential oils people are doing, playing with your nose and your brain to think a certain way. So you can just sprinkle a little cinnamon on something, and all of a sudden it tastes sweet, and you haven't added any sugar at all.
Yeah. Oh, you're right. You know what?
Cinnamon's magical that way.
Yeah, it really is. Well, you know, for people out there wondering, what's the ideal fat composition? What is the ideal fat composition of what you should
so
eat?
We want mostly, the fat that's healthy for us that's found in across the board in different kinds of animal protein and sources like seafood, poultry, land animals or beef, and nuts. If you look at that, the dominant fat in all of those is monounsaturated fat, okay? So monounsaturated fat is what the living world runs off of, is monounsaturated fat. So we need that to be the base of the fat we consume is mostly monounsaturated.
Okay,
and then
so
we need a certain amount of saturated and polyunsaturated. And so maybe 50 to 60 plus percent of your fat intake should be monounsaturated, and then basically split the difference between poly and saturated fat.
Okay, but a lot of people still, you know, and I have trouble remembering sometimes. I know I can hear our listeners out there saying, okay, what is monounsaturated fat and what is polyunsaturated fat?
Right. So the monounsaturated fat we're most familiar with comes from things like olive oil and avocado oil.
Okay.
Those are 70-plus percent monounsaturated fat.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, when you eat nuts, almonds, walnuts, pecan, they're also about 60 to 70% monounsaturated fat. So
mm-hmm.
you're guaranteed to get dominance of monounsaturated fats from nut oils. Okay.
Okay.
What we don't realize is, like, say, beef fat depending on how the animal was raised, if they were raised on grass, they're going to have a little less saturated fat than if they're raised in a feedlot. In a feedlot, it's probably 60-40, 60 saturated, mm-hmm. 40 monounsaturated. If they're raised on only grass, it might be closer to 50-50. But still, a dominant fat in beef fat is monounsaturated. We think it's all saturated fat. Well, no, it's not. It's actually quite a balance.
Mm-hmm.
Butter,
I was just going to bring up butter. What about,
yeah,
60, I love butter.
60% saturated, 40% mono in general. Again, it may be closer to 50-50 if you are getting grass-fed cow butter, like Kerrygold or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Kerrygold is a good brand because it comes from Europe, and it's well-priced,
it's
I might
Irish
add.
Irish grass-fed cow butter.
It's Irish, yes, exactly. That's what makes it superior.
And then when you look at fats from poultry has an even more greater bias to mono and polyunsaturated. So maybe 70% of the fat in turkey and duck and chicken is monounsaturated and polyunsaturated. Only about 30% is saturated. And then when you go to seafood, it's even less. So it's even more dominant polyunsaturated, monounsaturated, even less saturated fat. So as you move from beef to poultry to fish, you're reducing the amount of saturated fat content in the meat and raising the amount of mono and polyunsaturated fat. And so that's why you really want a mix of all this stuff. You don't want to mm-hmm. just focus on one or the other. You want to kind of mix it up.
What about coconut oil?
Coconut oil is like 92% saturated fat. So all this rage about coconut oil, I would restrict my use of that to when you're cooking with really high heat or you just want that flavor somehow. Mm-hmm. But I would not be replacing your cooking oils with coconut oil.
Hmm. Okay, so
too much saturated fat.
Okay, so what percentage of your daily calories should come from fat?
Probably around 50%. So if you're thinking of these ketogenic diets and paleolithic diets that are all the rage these days, they're capping carbohydrate intake to 30% or less of your calories. In the case of keto, it's probably down about 10 or 15% mm-hmm. of the calories. But with paleo, it's probably around 30% of your or calories, 20 to 30% of your calories. So that means that 70%+ of your calories is coming from protein and fat. And if paleo diets are targeting 20 to 30% of your calories from protein, then you're looking at about 50% of your calories coming from fat.
Wow.
And it might be a little higher than that in a keto diet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. As I believe it's 75% fat, 75 to 80, something like that. So what makes fat so good for you?
Well, the main reason that's good for you, and particularly as you get older, is because of insulin. When you eat carbohydrates, you need insulin to process those carbs. Even when you eat protein, insulin's required for processing amino acids. And insulin, too much insulin and insulin resistance is the driver of almost all the diseases of aging. So after age 40 or so, pretty much all the bad things that happen to our health are driven by insulin resistance and hyperinsulinemia. The beauty of fat is it doesn't require any insulin for processing, so you're not stimulating your pancreas to make insulin when you consume fat. And that's the magic of higher fat, high vegetable, moderate protein diets as opposed to what America usually eats, which is 50 to 70% of our calories coming from carbohydrates.
Great advice. But I want you to remind me again of what your grandmother said. I've heard the story before. What did she say? Or what did she do?
Your grandmother cooked with that jar by the stove of that nasty looking lard. And grandma wasn't on medicines, and grandma wasn't in a nursing home before she died. She was sharp as a tack. So make the switch from sweet to savory.
All right, Dr. Jim Dowd, thank you so much. Always a pleasure.
Yep.
All right.
Time.
All right. Yep. All right, everyone. Uh-huh. Stay tuned. We've got a great show continuing on. We've got Ron and Serta and Robin Perry Braun. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta-Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta-Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code code ONELIFE at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here. For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Everyone knows that I'm a strong believer in the numerous health benefits of cannabinoids and CBD oils. As with any supplement, I always do my research and my homework to find the highest quality product on the market. That's why I'm so happy to announce our partnership with the H Hemp Company, founded by a group of the most experienced and respected names in the CBD community. H Hemp offers a line of innovative products that are all natural and tested for quality. Choose from flavorful oils, restorative body balm, and minty breath spray, all at affordable prices. And for every H Hemp product sold, the company makes a donation towards the fight against opioid and anti-anxiety drug addiction, an epidemic affecting millions of families across the nation today. H Hemp products produce a sense of calm, fight post-workout inflammation, and the company gives back to our community. What more could we ask for? Search online for H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Did you know, when depressed, sheep hang their heads and avoid company? But if content, they socialize and wag their tails like puppies. Rams lean against stone walls so that other sheep can stand on their backs to reach high grasses. Sheep recognize each other by facial features, and when shown photographs, they can remember at least 50 other sheep and 10 human beings, even if they haven't seen them for 2 years. At Poplar Springs Sanctuary, you'll meet rescued sheep, like Fanny, who was found tied to a mailbox, and Adam, who escaped ritual sacrifice. Visitors' faces echo Anatole France's words, "Until one has loved an animal, a part of one's soul remains unawakened." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us that it's easy to be kind, perhaps by choosing faux fleece.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
you know the song, Robin?
I like it.
I had forgotten. I told you to play it a couple of weeks ago. Now I can't remember the name of it or the artist, but it was really cool. She was on Jimmy Fallon. What is her name again?
Alice Merton.
That's it.
The song's called No Roots.
Yeah, No Roots. That's right.
Cool. I like it.
All right. Yeah, I love music. Is so good for you. It's just so incredibly good for you. There's even more research coming out all the time about the power of music.
Absolutely.
But, you know, everyone, we love talking about stuff like that. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Ron Inserta in studio. And I also have Robin Perry Braun. She's a regular on the show, and she is a holistic counselor who has worked specifically with sex and sexual addictions for 16 years. She's an emotion code and integrated life practitioner, author, and speaker, and does Skype sessions all over the world and uses a holistic approach to address mental, emotional, and physical problems. You can find all of our guest experts at onelifradio.com, and you can also listen to and download our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter at onelifradio.com. I love what we're talking about today.
Yes.
I love this. And I don't think we've ever talked about this on the air. We're talking about what is joy strength. So what is it?
So our brains are actually wired to be at a state of peace or joy. It's the way we're wired. So joy strength is a term we use, and it's the ability to go back from a state of upset back to a state of peace and joy. And basically, in the neurotransmitters, the way it works is that, like, let's say we start as a baby. When a baby cries, what do? We pick them up.
Right.
And in that moment, we take them from a state of upset back to a state of peace and joy. And we're wiring their brain to develop the ability to go from upset back to joy.
Well, and we talked about this before we went live today on the air, you guys, Diamond. And I didn't know that this subject. I didn't know what we were talking about, because Robin, you know, we always mix it up well.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't, you know, I didn't look. And so when I saw this, I was like, oh my gosh, because I guess somebody's really mad at me on Facebook and wrote some stuff because I basically said, pick your damn baby. Well, don't let your baby cry, because it's not healthy for them.
Well, and it's not. But here's what happens is, so we pick the baby up every time they cry. Every time they cry, we pick them up, we feed them, we change their diaper. We develop their brain to go back from states of upset to joy. As they get a little bit older, we give a delay. So there's a little bit of delay.
So they can gradually develop that inner strength.
Right. So then they delay, like, okay, I'm not immediately going back to joy. There's a little bit of delay. So then that develops what we call capacity mm-hmm. for joy. So in reality, and this kind of goes to what Dr. Ian said last week, it's better if you fall down and skin your knee 20 times and somebody picks you up and comforts you than if you never skin your knee at all. Because every time you fall down and skin your knee, or you get hurt, or you get upset and somebody comforts you, you develop a new neural pathway in your brain to go from a state of upset back to joy. Now, that relational component.
I love this.
Yeah, we're basically dealing with relational circuits between, say, an infant, a small child, and somebody who's got what we call more joy strength or more capacity, which would be the parent, mm-hmm. and there's a bond there.
Mm-hmm.
So our brains develop this ability to go from upset back to joy. What happens if we don't get enough of that is then our brain looks for something else. So there's a part of your brain that's called the nucleus accumbens, and it's like a light switch. And when it gets flipped on, that's when we're upset, okay? It gets flipped on. And that it's looking for anything to flip that switch off. So it will use food. It will use sex, drugs, and rock and roll as we get older. Of course, as an early child, it's the most available. So, you know, the sweet little granny that gives you a cookie when you're crying wires the brain to attach sugar or sweets to upset,
mm-hmm.
and then you've got a person who's going to struggle with sugar or food addiction rather than just comfort the child.
Right.
You know, we were designed to be relational. It's a mm-hmm. relational component that brings us back to peace and joy and gets our brain to be able to wired and develop that way.
Well, and I think, you know, anything that you try to force is never good. And, you know, I was in Target last week, a couple of days ago, and I saw a woman who was being really too rough on her child. And I'm not a judgmental person, I'm not. But I had to, like, stop myself from going over and, like, counseling her, because she was young, you know. And I just felt so bad for the baby. She was just being way too hard on it because she was losing her stuff.
Yeah.
You know, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
But you gotta really try to not do that. It's so damaging, especially when they're real little.
Right. And I think that's so important as a parent to really try to manage your own stress, mm-hmm. especially those first 18 months.
Yeah.
Because it's such a critical age to really be present and be available.
Yeah.
And your children, they did another study, is that they did a left eye to left eye contact, like when you're nursing or when you're just holding your baby.
Mm-hmm.
And they hooked a brain scan up to both. And whatever the parent was thinking, however their brain was wiring, there was no verbal communication, that child's brain was following the exact same pattern. So we're communicating with eye contact as parents all the time.
Well, yeah, and the touch, the human touch. I don't have that book with me again, doggone it. But, you know, that's so important. Think about how good it feels
right.
just to have someone, like, touch your arm, how comforting it is, and say, have a good day, you know.
And we're wired. The oxytocin that gets released and the energy that comes off the adult. So parents, really, for moms, it's really important that, you know, in the Hebrew times, if someone was pregnant, they would sit around and rock in rocking chairs and knit for 9 months because mm-hmm. they didn't want them to have any stress because they knew how important it was for that baby, even in the womb, and then
and
after
look at
birth.
The stuff that women have to go through, pregnant or not. I mean, seriously,
I know.
Being a woman is not easy.
It's
I'll just tell you that.
Not.
It is not. And when you're pregnant, it can it's just like, you know, pile it on top.
So just, you know, quick advice to moms of newborns out there, just try to be relaxed. Try to enjoy the moment because you are communicating to that baby joy 24/7.
Well, and the men have a responsibility here, too.
They can bond with men, too. Yeah. I'm just saying,
well,
if whoever's
saying,
with the baby.
Well, I think that men just have a lot of difficulty, after, especially with the first baby. They they don't know what to do. They're all nerved out, too. You know, they don't want...
They just drop it on its head.
I mean, just the men that I know they get nerved out by babies. It's your blood. It's your flesh and blood, you know? You've got nothing to be nerved out about. Pick the baby up.
It's intuitive.
You know? And, and tell your girl you love her after she's had a baby. And everything's going to be okay.
Yeah. And just that love in the eyes communicates joy to that child and makes them feel secure and bonded.
Yeah.
But joy strength is a big deal. And we can do it as adults. So when your friend is hurting, they don't necessarily need you to say anything. Just be present. Be with them.
Right.
Help bring them back to a state of peace and joy just by comfort. So we
I
can
agree.
Build joy strength for the rest of our life, especially if we didn't get it as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Our brain is neuroplastic. It can change. It can shift. We can build joy strength now. It's part of addiction recovery is to have attachment, to have community, to have,
it's
you know.
It's so important.
It is.
Well, and it makes you feel. I had a friend that was robbed last week. The first thing I did was brought her food. And went over and just sat there and let her, like,
mm-hmm.
because she was really stressed out, of course. She was scared to death, and they almost ran her over. I mean, it was a scene.
Wow.
Everyday life can be like that. We need to be there for one another as a community. And
that's
so
right.
What a great message,
and
as
don't,
always.
And don't helicopter parent. Let your kids go through hard things.
Well, you know, that's what I was going to say. So I remember my mother used to tell me, first of all, I remember one time this was when Vinny was first born. And, you know, I'm a working girl. I'm not that kind of working girl. I'm a girl that loves to work. And so I was delivering pizzas to UPS one night and I had her in the car seat. She was probably only, I don't know, 6 weeks old. And my mother said, you pull over that car and you pick her up right now. And I'm like, I'm delivering these pizzas, Mom. She's like, you never don't ever do that again. And so my mother was very strict about it. And she also said that you have to start disciplining them around 8 or 9 months old. And it's like she said, too, it's a gradual thing. Like you build it in the child, build that inner strength.
Yes.
So, and
absolutely.
It's backed up by science.
Yes, absolutely. This is all brain science. Everything I've said today can be backed up by the way the brain is wired.
All right. Well, and you're going to leave the studio earlier. So Robin Perry Braun, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Everyone, stay tuned. We've got Ron and Serta coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio. Hi, everyone. It's Bernadette. Earth Day returns to Fair Park here in Dallas, Texas, April 20th through the 22nd, presented by EarthX, the world's largest environmental experience. Featuring over 800 green exhibitors, expert speakers, interactive virtual reality programming, and a film festival, plus a tiny house village, outdoor adventure zone, green auto show, and more. EarthX brings people and organizations together to find solutions for a more sustainable future and planet. Change happens here.
For more information, go to earthx.org. That's earthx.org. Hope to see you there.
Hello, I'm Allie McGraw for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Our animal companions rely on us, especially during a natural disaster. If you're forced to evacuate your home, do not leave your animals behind. Visit helpinganimals.com.
If you've been searching for someone that makes an all-natural, completely plant-based raw multivitamin, then give Sun Warrior a try. Sun Warrior is packed with minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. And here's the best part. Made without synthetic ingredients, chemicals, non-GMO, binders, or fillers. Sun Warrior vitamins are available in either men's or women's formula. To order or for more information, please go online to sunwarrior.com and get ready to unleash your inner warrior.
Hey, have you ever tried hemp oil? I love how H Hemp Company products make me feel relaxed and yet present. I'm fully functional when I take H Hemp products, but I feel calmer and better able to deal with daily stress. It's amazing. H Hemp Company products help me naturally manage my anxiety and stress. I feel great and I can attack my day with focus. I encourage you to try it. Search for the H Hemp Company and use the code OLR for 20% off your first order. That's OLR for 20% off your first order.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray, Lexi Brinkley, Aviana Barrientos, and Ron Inserta. We're going to get to his content here in just a second. I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors, because they make this rocket go up, like Squatty Potty, Sun Warrior, the H Hemp Company, Paleo Magazine, the Well-Being Journal, EarthX, and the ISSN. That's the International Society of Sports Nutrition. And they're all great companies that I use and have for years. You know, that's how my sponsors, I like reach out to companies that I love their products, and so that I personally use, so I can get behind them and really get behind them because I use them. So just always know that anything that I represent, I use it myself. And it's such a pleasure to have you in studio again, Ron, today. Ron, is this your first time? If it's your first time, not you, the listeners. If it's your first time meeting Ron, let me give you his bio. He is the co-owner and founder of OakFit Dallas. He has over 10 years experience as a strength and speed coach, working with hundreds of athletes from the NBA, the NFL, the PGA, and the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. His philosophy is very simple: prepare the mind, fuel the body, and train to win. Over the past 4 years, Ron has taken his passion for athletic performance and health to an entrepreneurial level and has built an amazing
30,000 square foot sports training facility where hundreds of like-minded members, clients, and athletes come every week to take part in one of his many revered training programs. You can find all of our guest experts at OneLifeRadio.com, and you can find Ron at OakFitDallas.com. That's OakFitDallas.com. Today we're talking about, should you work out alone or in a group? So why should people consider training alone versus training in a group?
It's pretty simple. People have the same wants, but different needs.
Okay.
Okay. And so when
the want being?
Well, generally, and you know,
a fit body,
generally
fit
people,
mind.
Generally people want to be healthier. People want to look sexier in a bathing suit, right?
It's so, that time of year, isn't it? People are losing their
totally
minds.
It's totally that time of year.
Because it's almost spring break and
No, trust me. Yeah, I've got inquiries, you know, coming in every week.
I don't know why people, it's so hard to stay consistent on a fitness program. I get it. I mean, we all, you know, get a little chubby now and then from here to here and there, a couple pounds here, a couple pounds there. But, you know, at the end of the day, it should be more about just keeping your body healthy and not worrying about getting on the scale and or being a size zero or a two, you know, as a woman. It's just, a lot of women can never be that size.
Yeah. And, you know, at OakFit, we've got, we have all those different sizes, right? But one thing that each of those sizes shares in common is confidence.
Oh, nice.
Okay. So, you know, at OakFit, obviously, you know, we do teach our members and clients about the importance of maintaining a positive body composition, right? But again, body composition comes in different sizes.
Well,
right?
and women's bodies are so different, and men's too. I'm saying women because I'm a woman, but so many men struggle with this too, about, you know, trying to get in shape around this time of year. But you know, working out alone or in a group. No, so we were talking before we went live about, I don't like to work out in a group. Like, I can't stand it, and I never really had a trainer until I met Tina Burnett, and then she trained me for a few years. But training is very expensive too.
It can be.
It can be very expensive.
I mean, I can tell you, you know, my personal training clients, that it's a lot more expensive than what you'll pay at a studio, for sure.
Yeah.
But you know, there's an extreme benefit to that if you have the right trainer who sets the client up for success. With my clients, I try to teach them everything, right, and not just shove a bunch of information, you know, towards them.
Right.
But I try to create the habit, and as we're moving, I call it my walk and talk, right. So in my sessions, we're moving, we're going, but we're also walking and talking, we're training, but I'm trying to inform you as to why we're doing certain things along the way.
Well, I think a good trainer, at the end of the day, you can, if they train you well, really, really well, you should be able to work out on your own any given day.
Absolutely. And that's the thing is, you know, people talk about, oh, well, you know, I go to these group workouts because it's motivating. Yeah, but you shouldn't rely on the motivation and the energy of other people, because when you go out of town, guess what? That energy is going to leave.
Right.
That motivation, that false motivation, is going to leave. Rather, you know, this goes back to the question, should people work out alone or in a group? Now, at OakFit, we have private training, we have small group, we have the big group trainings. Now, I'm definitely not opposed to working out in a group, because that's obviously something what we do. But if you're not capable of waking yourself up and getting to the gym, or just taking yourself, you know, middle of the day, if that's the only time you have, and getting to the gym, you haven't established the habit, and you have to build the habit before you start searching for the motivation.
Mm-hmm. Well, and for some people, it serves a purpose. I was sitting here thinking, you know, back when the early days of when I used to, you know, I used to run 7 miles like 2 times a day. Sometimes I would do it twice. It just depends. But I usually got anywhere from 7 to 14 miles a day in of running. Mm-hmm. But it was my meditation.
Yeah.
You know, it was my meditation at the time. This is before I ever knew. Well, I guess floating did exist back then, but I didn't know about it. But, you know, I didn't even know about meditating back then. But doing exercise like that can be a form of meditation, and you can't do that when you're with another person.
No, you really can't. You've got to get into your own zone.
Be alone with your own head.
Yeah. Years ago, I was in ultra endurance mountain bike racing, 100-mile, 12-hour type races. It was crazy. But you know what? I would plug in, plug in my radio, my headphones, and just get after it. And
yeah,
you know, that was very meditative for me.
Oh yeah, and I used to do that. Well, now I dance. You know, different times in my life, maybe I didn't have a Sonos system back then like I do now. Yeah. But things that I used to be a rope jumper. Jumping rope is so good for you.
Yeah.
You know, but even though if you do anything too much, your body learns to what's the word I want to use? Where
it's overuse injury.
Well, that too, yes, because
adapt.
Well, yeah, and then and you're not getting as much benefit.
Yeah, exactly.
Where you're not training your whole body and getting a lot of strength when you, yes. You know, because I could jump rope for like an hour and it wouldn't even gas me.
Yeah, after so every 4 to 6 workouts, we change it up, right? Because you do adapt.
You do.
And you get to a point to where you get to a point of diminishing your turns.
Right, that's okay. What I was trying to, that's yeah, the point I was trying to make.
Diminishing your turns.
So, but it's easy to do that, to get caught in, okay, so that works for me, I'm just going to do this and jump, 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 listen to music, jump, jump, jump. Because yep. It's meditative too as well, and I think that's maybe the main component of why people gravitate more towards working out alone or working out in a group.
Yep, and you're right. Working out in a group is very easy. There's a studio, there's a class time, it's easy to show up and just get after it, but not all classes are created equal. I think people get caught into a trap of only doing Pilates or only doing yoga or only doing, you know, CrossFit or whatever it might be. Well, sometimes those things start to work against you, and I think a rotation is best. More importantly, I advise, you know, I can do a lot of consultation, and I always tell people, look, consult with a professional who's going to set you up with a plan, and then your plan should be to meet with that professional. If you can't do personal training, you know, 3, 4, 5 sessions a week at, you know, $150 a session, I get it.
Yeah.
But that doesn't...
That would be almost everyone, including me. That's a lot of money.
That's most people.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't set up a plan to meet with this person. Hey, let's set up a 16-week plan,
mm-hmm.
and I want to talk to you, whether it's on the phone or I want to come see you in the gym or do some kind of a FaceTime, Skype consultation to where you can see the movement. There's so many ways to create virtual consultations now with a professional trainer.
Okay, so you went virtual, so I wanted to ask you this question. Is the information that's available on the internet enough to get the results that most people want?
Okay, that's a great question, and it really depends on the context of the information, right? There's so much great information out there that is readily available. And I tell this to my trainers, guys, if you don't know something, look it up on the internet,
mm-hmm.
right? Back in my day, I had to actually get on my bike or get in the car and actually go to the library to find the information. Yeah. It's like, you know, now I just pull up my iPhone and it's right there. It depends on the context of the information. Just because there is validity in whatever blog or, you know, blogger that you're following,
mm-hmm.
Just because it looks like a cool workout doesn't mean that it's right for you.
Right.
And that's kind of going back to what I was saying before. Just because you have the same wants as your friend or, you know, your coworkers who are going to this awesome class and, you know, it's a HIIT training, it's high intensity interval training,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean that you're ready for it, and that doesn't mean that's what you need.
Yeah, my little one is going to a RIPT class at the YMCA. I don't know what exactly they're doing, but it kind of concerns me. Are they doing it right? Probably I would guess at the YMCA they are, but, you know.
I'd have to take
you
a
never
look at
know.
It.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I'll find out and I'll ask you. Ron, so great having you in studio again. Thanks so much for being with us, everyone. You know what? Again, you can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to download and listen to our podcast and subscribe to our weekly newsletter. Go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. Again, a big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. Companies like the Wellbeing Journal, Paleo Magazine, Sun Warrior, Squatty Potty, the H Hemp Company, which has a 20% off coupon right now, OLR, and of course EarthX and the ISSN. You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and make the most of it.